Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey. B'med Dvar Mamurim, when did we just say what we just said in the last two Mishnahs? B'zman Shepi Alechutz, where the opening of the Kli was facing outwards, that's when we said that if there's Tumah inside of the Kli, that the house is Tar. But Hayapi Lefnim, if let's say it was laying sideways, but with the opening of the Kaveres, the removable part of the Kaveres, the removable cover, which means the mouth of the Kaveres is now on the inside of the house, and it's the sealed bottom which is outside, underneath it, or it's on top of it, but on the outside. Then anything that is opposite the zayas, above or below, is going to be tummy. And if it's not opposite the zayas, teicha v'habayis, inside the kli in the house will be tahar, because it's chotzeitz. If the tumah is inside the kli, which is facing into the house, or if it's in the house, then of course the entire kli is going to be. The entire house is going to be tameh, plus the kli will be tameh as well. Mishnah Vav. Ha'isa gavay min ha'aretz tefach. This kaveres was a tefach above the ground. And again, we're discussing where it's facing. The mouth is inwards. Tumah tachteh. If there's tumah underneath it, and now we have a tefach ohel there, then oy babayis, or if there's tumah in the house, or inside the kaveres, oil gab, or on top of the kaveres, hakol tamei, everything is going to be tamei. And the chiddush here is that if the tumah was underneath it, or in the house, or on top of it, even the inside is going to be tamei, because since the mouth of the kli is facing inwards, since the house becomes tamei, therefore the tumah spreads out into the mouth of the kli.